Todd Friedman here, and if you're a business that relies on leads to close sales, this video will make you understand the number one most important thing you need to do in your business moving into 2020 and beyond if you want to book more qualified appointments. So let me ask you something. Have you ever been in this situation where you woke up in the middle of the night and you just had a throbbing pain from one of your teeth? Has that ever happened to you? Well, if so, what did you do the second you realized you were in such pain? You probably picked up your phone, or you probably hopped on the computer and found a 24-hour emergency dentist somewhere close to you, right? Or have you ever been in a situation where all of a sudden you come to realize that, oh, I have a flood in my basement because it's the middle of the winter and a pipe broke and I need an emergency plumber here right away? Has that ever happened to you? Let me ask you this. You ever been in a situation where you had to call a car dealership or a general contractor because you needed a car right this second, or you needed your bedroom remodeled right this second? Probably not. And why is that? Well, there's a difference between services and products that we need right this second and ones that we need. So all it comes down to is there is a level of interest for everything. Now, when it comes to products and services like buying a new or used vehicle, or getting your bedroom remodeled or something along those lines, cosmetic dental implants, anytime a prospect submits information to your business, they're expressing that not necessarily that they're ready to buy right this second, but that they have a level of interest. And it's up to you and your people to figure out what that level of interest is, because they have some kind of an intention, they're having some kind of an issue. But typically what happens nowadays is instead of taking a few minutes to engage with the prospect, figure out what their issues are, figure out what their intentions are, find out what their level of interest in, it's just bam, go straight for the appointment, go straight for the appointment, go straight for the appointment. Happens is two things. First and foremost, you're less likely to get the actual appointment, because the more you're pushing the prospect to do something that they might not be ready for, the less they're going to be willing to do it. And on the off chance that they do book an appointment with you right then and there, they're not going to be as likely to show up for that appointment. And what does that do? That's going to cause your appointment coordinators to now waste their time trying to follow up with this person to get them back into the business as an appointment. And that person may not even answer your follow-ups. In fact, when it's too late, it could be too late, and they might have already moved on and bought from someone else or been engaged by another business. So that's why if, again, you're a business that relies on leads to close sales, the most important thing your business needs to focus on in 2020 and beyond is engaging with the prospect to book a more qualified appointment. And the other great thing about it is, and there's also another reason why it's so important to engage the prospect correctly: data. Probably didn't think about that. You see, nowadays, data is the most valuable commodity out there. It's actually more valuable than oil. So the more data you can collect and put into your CRM about a prospect who could potentially turn in to a paying customer, the more valuable that data that you have in your CRM becomes. Thanks for checking out this video. If you found value in this, please share it with the people that you're close with. Put it on social media. Send them a direct message with this video link to it. Thank you so much for watching. My name is Todd Friedman. Have a great day.